Good evening and welcome. So quiet in here. We are a type of animal that has almost constant rumination and desire, just running habitually, always wanting more, a kind of thrusting forward more, more, more. Perhaps it was evolutionarily advantageous at one point, but it is no longer. We are denuding our earth, and we are destroying the very ecosystem on which we depend for life, we and a lot of other animals. And yet, it just seems this out of, and we can even feel it in ourselves, you know, we're obviously, most of us, not the big corporate polluters, but even in our own case, you can feel how there is a thrusting, a kind of motor running that has to do with more. So this requires an interruption. This requires a focus of interruption. So tonight I'd like to speak a little bit about contentment. Even as one hears the word, it's like a fragrance enters the room, contentment. Whereby you turn it around. Rather than always wanting more, one starts to feel much more content with what one has or with what is. More people coming. And thereby relaxing, having the whole system just kind of calm down, and perhaps now and again the motor just turns off. You know the relief you sometimes hear when a motor's been running in the room, like a refrigerator or some high-pitched buzz, and suddenly it is no longer, and there's this, oh, you didn't even realize how much energy it was taking up. And in the same way, many of us are living with this motor of wanting more, of this constant reaching, this constant desiring, something out in the future. And when you get a little break from it, you feel, oh, as though a clamp has been taken off of you. And this is a habit. This is nothing more than a habit. One can have a habit of contentment. Now, sometimes it might take some reflection until you get into the groove of the habit. You might have to remind yourself of the things you're grateful for, of already the abundance you're experiencing in life. And keep it simple. And I also recommend developing a taste for simple things, such that a little bit goes a long way. Sometimes in retreat, we'll play a piece of music. And because that music is entering into an awareness, in people's awareness, that is so expansive and so at ease, the piece of music just pops in the awareness. It just pops. Such that tears just flow easily from one's eyes. Imagine living your life in such a way that simple beauties just pop in your consciousness. That you stand out and look at the sky, even if it's raining, and you let the rain be on your face and you just feel it. Or if it's a clear night, to look here in Byron Bay, the night skies are just incredible. What a privilege, really, to see. Not easily seen in the world, actually. No, that's not as much of the world as the night sky. You don't see it anymore. You don't see the stars. So much light pollution. Just to be able to see the stars in the Milky Way. So that you begin to attune your delight to small little beauties. And there are so many of them. So rather than constantly desiring the big things out there, often the unreachable big things that just sort of torment us, make us feel hungry and deprived. Rather than that, sit in your own majesty of being. And then less is more, really. Then you feel you're already at a kind of feast and you don't need to be constantly gorging. You're happy to have some quiet and some space and some nothing much happening, or each of the desires that we pursue. And I'm not saying that having desire is inappropriate. Of course we do. We're desiring animals, and it's natural to want things, to want to be a little more comfortable. If you're hungry for food, you want to eat. All kinds of natural desires that are totally appropriate. But we all know the difference between those kinds of desires and the kind that are just constantly tormenting us, the unrequited fill-in-the-blank. Love, new car, teacher, career, etc. The constant battle with what is missing and the overlooking of what is here. So when we're sitting in our quiet space inside, in our majesty of being, when we're at ease in that, we feel full. There is a contentment. And as I was about to say, you begin to notice that every pursuit of any desire out there, it takes a lot of energy and a lot of caretaking and a lot of sometimes complication in the life. So one starts to become very circumspect about, I don't know if that's a word, about what you're going to add on. Because you don't really want to be interrupting your peace too much. And each of these desires that you pursue is an add-on.